Oh, I was going with in high school, I was going with a fellow who was Presbyterian, and in those days, Sunday evening, you had morning services and Sunday evening services. So we would alternate between our churches, and one of the elders of the church came up to me. I mean, you'd never do this now. And he said, "You know, Judy, we really don't mind who you marry as long as he's Lutheran." Well, yeah, very, very strong ties. And his mother did not like me at all. She was a direct descendant of John Knox, and she didn't want this Lutheran influence. Well, you know what I, in my English family, they think they're also the direct descendant of John Knox, but having checked it all out, there's not a possibility in a million years. But anyhow, but it's a story, it's a little story because those connections, are very important, And so, oh, it was hugely important what church you went to, or you didn't have any church.
Do you think there were any non-Christians? Were there Jewish people in the area at all that you were aware of?
Not. Just a minute, Jewish. Let me think. Yes, there was somebody Jewish, but okay, that brings us back. That would we want my mother's side too? My mother's best friend married a Jewish fellow, and I grew up. I think I was very blessed because I had this wonderful English connection and this wonderful Dover Street. I had this German community that that was wonderful, and my mother's friend married this Jewish fellow. And I grew up with knowing all about
Oh,
Jewish.
really?
I went to their son's bar mitzvah. I knew that they didn't have ham. I knew, it just was an instinctive thing. Now, my father, this is funny. My father, being raised in this strict non-drinking background, he for a short time became a member of the Moose Lodge, which was so unlike my dad. But I think the group that formed it. Were they didn't have any money, and they would have dances. They would have dances and social evenings, and that was a cheap way to do a social evening. So my dad, being short and fat, became Santa Claus. And so John McKernan says, "You have to come and be Santa Claus for the Catholic kids." And I'm old enough to know this is okay. And so he for several years he went over, and because my mom made the suit for him, anyhow, he went over to their Christmas party and did it. My dad, in order to make money, delivered two papers, a province and a son, morning and night. Had to make the money because he wanted to go to Van Tech, and that was in Vancouver, so he had to pay for his school fees.
Oh, this is a little earlier,
Yeah,
though.
this is earlier. Yeah, no, what I'm saying. So he knew everybody. That's why I'm saying
Oh, I
it's too
see.
bad
I
you
see,
don't,
yeah.
But anyhow, so he knew McSorley's. But and McSorley had a wonderful reputation. Now we seem to hate our politicians, but it was everybody loved McSorley, and we all I can't remember anything against him. And I don't know what he did in this in his working life, but he was one of the people, I guess. I mean, he had a much nicer house than and I've been in it because when something to do with girl guides. But that's what you would have done. You would have, my mother used to go to, you'll love this one. My mother would go to all the political meetings with the other ladies because they usually have it at the school. And she would come home and she'd think about it. And then when in those days you had to have 4 clear hours to vote. So my dad would be home early. Never had dinner till after you voted. Very important.
So you needed the 4 clear hours just so you could physically get to a polling station and then get home?
Yeah, so instead of coming home at 4:45, he would have been home before 4 o'clock. So then he would clean up and he'd sit at the table and he'd say, "Okay, how do I vote?" And my mother would tell him,
Well.
and then they would go off. Stan loved this. So they would go off and vote and then they'd come back and have dinner. Priorities. And he once told me he had no idea how his dad voted, but he thought that he voted liberal because from Devon, that basically was what that was kind of traditionally the Devon people would vote grit. And but anyhow, and I think that my husband was a politician. Yeah, so Stan used to love this story. Yes, my mother would tell him how to vote, but at least he voted, and it was very big, I think, to my mother's family because they'd come out of Russia. And they had no choice to do it. Even though 99% of the family voted NDP, once you cross the Rocky Mountains, that family voted both Socred or conservative.
So, did they ever were there ever any sort of local municipal issues that your family debated? I'm reading in newspapers debates over, you know, bus services and garbage removal and things like that.
No, no, they would never have debated. I mean, I even for all the friends that would come, it was a big thing with my parents to go. They would either be going to someone's house, and I, because I was an only child, I'd tag along, or they, people would come and it would be they'd sit around and talk, and then they would eat. You know, my mother would have baked something, you know, for that night. And it was never late, but, you know, you'd meet about 7:30, and then you would, you know, about 9 o'clock, she'd put on the kettle, and they would have tea and goodies. And I don't think anything ever became, I don't remember a political issue at all. I mean, it just was not part of their, and also religion was not a big thing. As I say, between Don and I, it was, you know, so I have no idea. As I say, it was not that, the only time that things would be, in the neighborhood, sometimes we didn't like the behavior of someone, and I really don't want to talk about those things. But everybody was very socially conscious. When one of the houses, well, McDonald's had lived in a house, and then they were built. They started to build the house that they didn't finish, but and then they moved away. Their house was rented by, we called them DPs, you know, displaced persons, and they were French. So Phil, that's the first I ever knew he spoke French. He went over and talked to them. And then he came by, and I remember, I have a clear picture of him sitting in our kitchen table, and he had a list, and he said to my mother, we have this family that needs help. What can you give them? And my mother's looking at all this, and she had just bought new pots and pans. So she said, I know, she said, I have this pot and a lid, and I have a blanket, and I have a, trying to think if my grandfather had died, but I remember those two particular things. And in that way, everybody helped that family. There was that social conscience, and we never wasted anything. So we had a plum tree, and my father couldn't eat plums. They was allergic to them. So my mother would give me a, it was always metal buckets in those days, and cart my bucket of plums to somebody. And McKernan's, I know, had pears. I always got pears from them. I would get plums from somebody else, but we shared. And my mother could sew. Often my mother would have to sew things for people. Years later, when my mom moved to Courtney, she was still making phone calls to the people from Dover Street. The Dover, they call themselves the Dover Street Gang. And they, it was, yeah, it was, I don't think I got through everybody. Okay, we got through the uncle. Okay, my old, my oldest uncle ended up in Vancouver, Washington, because he went to work in the pulp mill in Paul River. And then he was told they were going to build one in Vancouver, Washington, and he wanted to be on the ground floor, but they never built it, so, but he never moved back. Uncle Fred didn't have any children. And then my Auntie Gladys, no, Auntie Mabel, she couldn't find work, so she moved to Comox to work well, it'd be like a little resort, a fancy hotel, and married a fellow from there. And she became, she and her husband became lighthouse keepers, which is very interesting. And then Auntie Gladys also worked, the smart, she worked for the telephone company, but they moved to Olive Grove, and then my dad, and I was an only child. So that's sort of the Robbins family.
Right.